You're listening to a series about outdoor activities from ricing to survival skills from a Boys Fort perspective.
One of the things I've been hunting that I can remember is probably since I've been like 5 years old. My grandfather, Dan Morrison, helped me, took me along a lot of times when I was young. My dad, Louis Strong Jr., took me out. I've learned from my uncles, my Uncle Dan, my Uncle John. You know, I know that's some of the things that I really cherish with my uncles is they did teach me a lot. Everybody, you know, all of them I looked up to, and they all taught me some different things about different, with different hunting skills. So whether it was we're hunting ducks or whether we're hunting deer, you know, grouse, harvesting wild rice. So I think that's pretty much taught me and shaped me how to hunt and fish and gather.
Off the reservation in Minnesota, people get really hyped up about fishing season and deer hunting season. Is that the same here in Boys Fort?
I would say some, maybe, but I think in general, no, most people hunt and gather and take what they're going to eat. I know when I was even younger and even still, not as much these days, but I still do get like elders asking me if I'll go out and get them some ducks or, you know, if I get a deer, I'm always willing to share, you know, with whatever we've got that day. I've been always willing to do that. And we've always hunted just for what we were going to eat and harvest and you know, never really for sport. It was a lot, it was more fun to hunt and take and gather, but the back end of it was taking care of the animals, and you knew that work was going to be hard, and you had to do it, so you didn't want to waste any part of the animals.
Is there a lot of traditional hunting here on the reservation?
I think so, but I also think that people have adapted, you know, they've adapted to various hunting techniques. You know, through the years, you know, in general, the principle has been the same as far as hunting and gathering. I also think people have adapted as the new technology has showed up. New equipment makes it a little bit easier to access different parts of the reservation. So I think that's helped people get out further into the woods rather than parking their vehicle and walking in a couple miles where they've been able to. They may be able to take equipment now and get closer to the areas they actually want to access and hunt. So I think, you know, people in general hunt traditionally the way they have been, but they have also adapted and used, like, modern technology. I think our people have been doing that throughout history. I know that so far the past few years, the harvest totals have been down. You know, one thing that I've been seeing is that our hunters in general are getting older, and the younger generation just are not picking up and hunting and carrying on like our other generations have. So I think, you know, that's one of the challenges that I was seeing as a DNR director at the time. We continue to see is how do we engage these young people, get them out there, drop their modern technology and get them out into the field and so forth. So that's why I always felt it was important for me to get my kids out there, which they continue to do to this day. One of the things I'd like to see is like some of our hunters, and we've been trying to put on various classes to try to get kids engaged. If you force kids to go out and do something, they're not going to want to do it. Or if you even take them out there if they're hunting deer and it's cold and the wind's blowing and it's raining and it's not going to be fun for them, that's going to stick in the back of their mind, and that's all they're going to remember. So I think the more positive and enjoyable experiences you can show these kids, there's a good, pleasant memory of doing that they may want to pick that up later in life. And so I think that if we can do that, you know, and put a positive image on that, I think that'll go a long way with preserving the younger generation with having the necessary hunting skills and abilities to go out and harvest.
Boys Fort Outdoor is produced by KBFT with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.